The DNR says it hasn't done any recent scientific studies of purple loose strife, but according to calls from the department's network of citizen volunteers, loose strife grew like gangbusters during last year's warm and wet summer. DNR Invasive Plants Coordinator Kelly Kearns says special beetles that target the loose strife had a tough time with the weather.
Basically just conflicted with the beetle's life cycle, and so a lot of the beetles were killed off last year, and so the loose strife that was still around but was being kind of held back by the beetles really expanded.
Kearns says this year the weather will still play a key factor as to the fate of the beetles and the loose strife, but she says the DNR will try to get its volunteers to increase the number of beetles released to loose strife patches. Kearns says other invasive plants like Japanese knotweed and Phragmites, or giant reed grass, also seemed to thrive last year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.